The ECA is proud to present Voice of a Gamer. This week's gamer is Jake James Lugo, also known as Venomous Fat Man.
Hey guys, my name is Jake James Lugo. But in the game industry, I am also known as the epic one, Venomous Fat Man. I'm the community manager of RealOtakuGamer.com, but I'm also an avid YouTube user, in which I do different vlogs about video games, anime, and movies. I first remember playing video games back in the early 90s, when I was about 4 to 5 years old. My first video game console I ever came into contact with was the Sega Genesis. And my first video game that I ever played on there was the original Sonic the Hedgehog. It quite simply was the genesis of my love for video games. I also remember being able to play different games with some of my family members, playing some of the best hits that the console had to offer, as well as all the different wrestling games that were available at the time. My most memorable video game-related story comes from my early days in college. We used to have this thing called 24-hour lab, where students would be locked in the school for 24 hours straight to work on their finals. However, every once in a while, we would take long extended breaks from our work to actually play different game consoles on the TVs we would find scattered throughout the school. There was one time in particular where we were playing on a Nintendo Wii, playing the different Super Smash Bros. Game. And there was one guy in particular that actually kept bragging to everybody about how good he was at Super Smash Bros. Using Kirby. It got to a point where everybody in that room was annoyed for the entire night. So, me and a buddy of mine decided to just do nothing but attack this one guy and double team him for the rest of the games we played that night. We even threw in a little bit of the same smack talk that he had been telling everybody earlier previously. It got to a point that we had so much fun with it, the guy got so mad, he actually turned off the game console, put it away, and left for the rest of the 24-hour lab that night. Even though we had to stop playing games and get back to our work, we had to rank that little experience as epic win in our books. Video games have had an immensely positive effect on my life. I've been able to meet so many great people in the industry, in and out of the industry, I should say, through video games. Without them, I would have never come into contact with them, and I would have never had the pleasure of speaking to or actually conversing with people that shared my same passion, or the various celebrities I've had to interview at different events that I've gone. Video games are something I really hold dear into my heart, and I'm really grateful that they've allowed me to come into contact with so many different people who also share a love for video games. If I had one message to tell anybody out there that wasn't a gamer or was on the outside looking in, would be this. Video games have always been meant to be fun. Video games are something that really bring people together and really bring out some of the best experiences out of different times. Don't believe a lot of the stuff of what you hear, some of the negative aspects about video games, how they're mostly turn people violent, or how they really divide people and really bring out the worst in others, because it's contrary to that fact. Video games are something that are really good for people out there. They help relieve stress. They help bring people together. They help you bring out the best of times in people. And it's something that I've experienced firsthand, and I hope that at some point in the future, everybody has the chance to experience the same thing. Video games are here to stay, and I hope they become much bigger than what they've had been now. So anyway, that's what I got for you guys. I hope you all get a chance to play all sorts of types of games and really get to share that love of games with others. Stay epic, everybody. Peace out.
Thank you, James. And if you would like to find more of James' work, find him over at realotakugamer.com. And if you would like to be featured on Voice of a Gamer, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/theECA, and let us know by posting it on our wall, and we'll take care of the rest. You can also follow the ECA on Twitter, twitter.com/theECA, and let us know what you think about Voice of a Gamer. And if you want to find out more about the ECA itself, head over to our website, theECA.com. Till next time, I am JBB. Take care, everyone.